Francis blew his nose loudly.
And they're definitely a breeding pair. You know there are only 20 breeding pairs in the UK.
21, said Jack. One pair bred here last year, but we kept it quiet to give them a better chance of raising their chicks. This year, we are more confident that all will go well. Chris looked at his mother.
Are we really going to stay here all evening, even when it gets dark?
It won't get dark until later, she said. There's plenty of daylight left. If we see a bittern, you can tell all your friends at school.
I'm not sure any of them will be interested.
You'll probably appreciate having seen one when you're older. There aren't many places where you can see one.
Chris took a toy car from his pocket, knelt down and pushed it along the concrete floor. Malcolm turned to Jack.
I do think it's a shame there aren't more of the committed bird watchers here. It shouldn't have been that difficult to persuade them to come. I could always give you a hand with the publicity.
Jack clapped his hands together.
Come on, Malcolm. We're only two or three are gathered together. Now, let's get started.
Malcolm and Francis had brought their own binoculars, while Olivia and Chris had to borrow pairs from the store cupboard. They sat at the long window facing the reed bed, binoculars trained on the area Jack had allocated to each of them. The windows were open.